The guy that was traded that day to Vancouver is Tyler Toffoli, and he joins us now. Feels like he's been on the Canucks forever, but he still only played those 10 games. How's it going, Tyler?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. I made a discovery today. I tagged you on Instagram to promote you joining us, and I was looking at a couple of your recent pictures. And why is Steve Urkel commenting on your photos? Why is Jaleel White on your IG?
He's a big Dodgers fan, and my wife obviously has been working with the Dodgers there for a while now, and they're pretty good friends. So we've hung out a couple times and had a couple dinners and stuff. So kind of go back and forth every once in a while and see what's going on.
Did you grow up on, are you old enough? Did you grow up on Full House and not Full House, Family Matters and Urkel?
I mean, I know a little bit of it, but I think that was a little bit before me.
So coming up, Tyler Toffoli joins us. Coming up, we're going to, if you have time for us, we're going to do, we've had a bunch of your teammates on here in Vancouver and we do a little trivia game with them. We have standings. Brandon Sutter right now is the clubhouse leader. We'll see if you can knock him off your perch. But yeah,
that sounds about right.
Yeah. So what's up with you these days? Take us through, because you guys are in Arizona. You're getting ready to play. Season gets canceled. Take us through your timeline here, Tyler, the last couple of months and where you are now.
So obviously in Arizona, I have a friend out there who plays on the Dodgers, Justin Turner, and we normally go for dinner out there. So we were at dinner and all this news started happening, saying that, you know, the season was going to get canceled and the game the next day, especially. So we just had some dinner, kind of waited around. We were talking, and obviously he's in a very similar position as me right now with the baseball stuff, but, got back to, Vancouver. We stayed, I think my wife and I stayed 2 weeks ish. And then we drove all the way back to California.
And what is it like? What has it been like in California? Like, how have you been able to kind of just get by on a day-to-day basis? Because they've taken lots of precautions, you know, from the government aspect in California as well.
Yeah. I mean, when we first got back, we have a little room in the basement for us to work out in. So, I mean, obviously for us, we're fortunate enough to be able to do that. But at the same time, obviously it's tough not being able to go to all the restaurants and, you know, hang out with, you know, our friends that are living out here.
Tyler Toffoli joins us. So it's weird because who knows if this thing gets going again and if you end up coming back to Vancouver to play in the playoffs or whatever it is. And we'll ask you your thoughts on that. But this was supposed to be probably the biggest summer of your life professionally, right? You're a free agent for the first time. You know, maybe it was back to California. Vancouver obviously made a pretty good impression on you. And now that everything is you know, so much up in the air, would you say your priorities have changed or does it change your outlook at all on what this off season will look like for you whenever that is?
Well, I mean, that's the thing is we don't really know what's going on. So, I mean, my wife and I and my parents, we've talked a little bit, but there's so much uncertainty going on that you can't really plan for anything. So we're just waiting kind of like everybody else and seeing what's going to happen and hopefully things can move forward and come back and play the playoffs and go from there.
And how well did you fit in with the Canucks, you think? I mean, we know the numbers. I mean, and watching you guys play with Pettersson and with JT Miller, you guys found chemistry right away. You had 10 points in 10 games. But was that experience playing in Vancouver on that team? And I know you guys lost a few games because Markstrom got hurt and you had some bad losses. But, like, how much fun was it to kind of come into this environment and have that success and, you know, play the way you did?
I mean, obviously, it was a lot of fun. I think that was, you know, the best hockey that I've been playing personally in a few years and coming to Van and being able to play with those two guys and how much skill and how good they are definitely helped. And it was all in the right moment. So it was a lot of fun. The guys have been great. Like I've said before on interviews and calls, and even when I first got traded here, that I've always loved playing in Vancouver. And obviously things kind of went from there and I had a lot of success.
The fans took to you right away, and it's a tricky market. I'm not sure if you've gotten that yet, but the fans' first impression goes a long way sometimes. They instantly gravitated towards you, and I mean we still do the show every day, and we talk a lot of hypotheticals because there's no games, and we get a lot of texts, we get a lot of calls, and a lot of tweets, and people always ask about Tyler Toffoli and debate the contract and what it could look like, and will he stay? Does he like it? Sitting here today, I mean, how much do you think about that? Is Vancouver definitely on the radar for a long-term spot for you and your family?
I mean, definitely. I think obviously going there and being able to spend some time with my wife there, she really enjoyed it. So honestly, like I said, there's no certainty of what's going to be happening here. So just got to wait it out. And when things, you know, start to figure it all out, we'll go from there.
And as far as like playing on this team, we mentioned kind of, you know, playing with JT Miller and Elias Pettersson. Like, what did you learn from some of these guys on this team, perhaps, that you didn't know about them? Because, you know, you've played them and stuff, but was there a guy that you realize is even better once you had a chance to kind of see him in practice and stuff like that and play with him?
I think just everything, everybody was awesome bringing me in, accepting me. Obviously, I've never been through a trade or anything like that before, so there are a few guys that have gone through it, and I talked to them. Obviously, Tanner being a good friend of mine, and with JT being traded a few times too, we talked it out, and we got to hang out, and everybody was great. Everybody is a great hockey player too, so it all, you know, worked out. I wish we could have won more games and put ourselves in a better position before all this happened, but I mean, it's a game of hockey, and things went how they went, but it was great personally, and it was a lot of fun, and all the guys are amazing.
So before we get to the trivia portion here, I don't know if you read the report, but they're kicking things around. There's a theory that if the NHL does resume, they'll get right to the playoffs. It'll be a 2014 playoffs. You guys would play a first-round best of five, with the Minnesota Wild, and then the top four teams in each conference would get a bye. Do you have as someone that's gone deep in the playoffs a number of years, do you have any initial thoughts on that of what it would look like jumping right back into the postseason?
I mean, I think that's tough to say. Obviously, they're going to have like a little bit of a training camp and stuff like that because, you know, everybody hasn't been able to skate and train the way mm-hmm. that they should necessarily be training for the intense hockey that's going to be happening because everybody's healthy now. Everybody's going to be feeling good. So I know the league and the players are going to do a really good job and figure out a way to make sure everybody's safe and healthy when they come back. And it's going to be fun, and I hope it happens.
Do you feel ready, or would you feel you have catching up to do?
I mean, I think it's at the point where it's kind of like after a season when you take a month off and you need a week or two to, you know, get skating again and get back on your edges and things like that. But like I said, the league and the players, I think we're all going to agree to something that's fair for everybody, and it's going to be good.
Tyler Toffoli, our guest. Okay, well, let's get into it. I got a feeling. I got a feeling that this is up your alley, and you're going to unseat Sots atop the leaderboard. So are you ready to go?
I'm nervous.
Okay.
I'm nervous.
Well, it's a lot about you, so you should be okay. I like the questions here. All right, trivia time with Tyler Toffoli. Okay, here's your first one. Your first goal in the NHL was a while ago. Who did you score it against, like the goalie, and who assisted?
It was Mike Smith against Phoenix. And I think Jarrett Stoll assisted it. Maybe Jeff Carter, too. I might have hit Carter in front.
It was Carter in front, yeah. And that was the second assist was a defenseman point shot that hit Carter.
But was it Jarrett Stoll or
no.
Slava Voynov?
It was Slava Voynov, right, yes. Okay. Well, full points. That's good. That's good. Full points. Good start.
All right, which one of your teammates on the Manchester Monarchs and the LA Kings was traded to the Canucks for a second-round pick in 2014?
Lyndon Bay?
Yeah, good job.
Excellent. Your next question is also involving the Monarchs. So I used to live and work in Calgary, and two of my really good friends, and we became really good golf buddies, are two of your former Monarchs teammates, and they're both from Calgary. So can you name those guys?
From Calgary on the Monarchs. Brandon Cozen.
That is one.
The other one. Do I get a number, maybe, on the Monarchs, or no?
I'll give you a... He was a defenseman. I'll give you a position.
Yeah. Monarchs. I'm not sure if I know... Monarchs and L.A.
Not L.A. No, he never did play a game with L.A., but played a lot in the NHL after L.A.
Thomas Hickey.
Should we give another
hit? Yes, there you go. Thomas Hickey, yes. Yeah, Cozen Hicks. I remember when all you three guys played together. All right, what's up? You're next, Sat. You're doing good. You're killing it right now.
You won the Stanley Cup in 2014. Do you remember who handed you the cup for your first lap? And do you remember who handed you the cup for your lap? And do you remember who you handed it to?
Did Jake Muzzin give it to me?
Yes.
Okay, and then I would have given it to Martin Jones?
Correct.
Yeah. Hey, this is easy, fellas.
Vancouver's own. This is good. It'll get, it'll get harder. Yeah, here we go. This one's a little harder. You were drafted in the second round of the draft in 2010, and only one player in that round, that second round, has played more games in the show than you. Can you name him?
Do I get what number he was or no?
Yeah, quit asking for numbers. You don't get any numbers.
I'm a numbers guy.
If you don't know offhand, I will give you a hint.
14? Or is he too easy?
Is he 14? I don't know what number he is. That's a good question.
I'm not going to know this one.
He was drafted by Carolina. There's your hint.
Oh, Justin Falk.
Yes. Good.
That was
well
good.
Done.
You shouldn't have given me that one.
All right. So, you want to go with this one here? The famous people with the TT initials.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. We're moving into famous people with the same initials as you, Tyler. This one.
Oh gosh.
She played Kelly Kapowski in Saved by the Bell.
No clue.
It was Tiffany Thiessen.
Tiffany Amber.
Yeah, there's absolutely no chance I was getting that one.
all TV questions will be Jaleel White from now on. Okay, are you a country fan?
Ish.
This famous his initials are TT. This famous country star among his songs are "The Whiskey Ain't Working."
No.
His other big hit was "It's a Great Day to Be Alive," I think.
You think so? That doesn't help at all.
Those are the lyrics. I don't know if that's what it's called.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not gonna get it.
Travis Tritt. Travis Tritt is the answer.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
We'll do one more with famous people with TT initials. This one in the NFL. Quarterback who played for the Broncos and the Jets.
Tim Tebow.
Very good.
And the other one, one more initial. He's the current quarterback of the Chargers, your neck of the woods.
Tyrod Taylor,
there you go. Okay, next up.
I'm more of a sports guy than I am.
It was not a high bar that some of your teammates set. Like most of these guys, like, they didn't even get the questions about themselves right. It's like how many fingers are on your left hand, they didn't know. including yourself, there are four Tylers in the Canucks organization. Can you name those four? Three others.
Three others including me?
Yeah, three others. So there's you and three other guys that are all named Tyler.
Tyler Myers. Tyler Mott. Tyler, no.
You should get the other one.
The other one was, okay, I'll give you a hint. He was injured at one point.
And you played with him.
Yeah. Not in Vancouver, too.
He was up and down with the Canucks, and you played with him in junior.
Oh, Tyler Gralbach.
Yeah.
He's going to kill me now. Hey, no more of those questions. Now I'm nervous for what I'm playing.
You're submarining your buddies. Yeah, okay.
Have a few questions left, and now we're going to go to Dodgers trivia. You're a big Dodgers fan, right? So, like, these ones should be easy in theory, right?
Oh, yeah, these are easy. I didn't write these. These are easy.
I wrote these.
You guys
are
saying this, and I know they're going to be impossible.
No, this is really easy.
Who led the Dodgers in eighth inning hitting with runners in scoring position less than 200?
Justin Turner.
All right.
Probably.
Three players hit 30 or more home runs for the Dodgers this past season. Can you name them?
30 or more. So Bellinger, Jock, Muncy.
Ooh, correct.
Very
nice.
Good. Very good. Did they I'm the sports radio host, I don't even know. Did they trade Jock or not?
No, I don't think they have yet.
Oh. No, I don't think so.
Oh, but. I know they did, or they were going to, and then it got reneged, and I haven't really been following. Anyway, that's not
a trivia. That was a Mookie Betts trade that fell apart, and then when it was done again after.
Yeah, that's not a trivia question. That was just me asking.
No, okay. I don't think so. I don't think so, but I could be wrong.
Which Dodgers starting pitcher led the team in innings pitched last year?
Innings pitched. Starting pitcher? Was it Walker Buehler?
It was not. Ooh, it was the.
It was, and here's the funny thing: Walker Buehler pitched 182.1 innings. Hyunjin Ryu led the team in innings pitched. 182.2. He only had
one more. You got one more out.
That's a half point. That's a half point there.
Yeah. All right, and this one: over under Clayton Kershaw starts last season at 30. Over under 30 starts.
Under.
Correct.
Under. Yeah, you killed it. Yeah. I got a ball.
He got hurt, I think, right? I think he hurt his back or something last year.
Yeah, 28 was the final. Pretty good. Yeah, you're definitely the winner. I got a bonus question for you because this was deleted, but I like this one. Ottawa 67s. There are four 67s alumni that went on to become and still are excellent NHL broadcasters. Can you name two of them?
Broadcasters. Oh, yeah. Well, Jim Fox and Panger in St. Louis, no?
Panger, yes. Jim Fox was a 67? I totally missed him.
I think so. I could be wrong, though.
Yes, he was. Wow, there's five guys.
Was, right?
Yeah, you're right. Kevin Weeks also and Bill Clement. And
I know Weeks, he played for the 67s.
Yeah. Unless I did it wrong, let me look here. Yeah, he was a former 67. For just a little bit, he was a trade deadline acquisition, but he was an old sound. Yeah, old sound.
He's a Scarborough guy like me, so
yeah,
I know him through Scarborough, but I didn't know he played for the 67.
And a former Canuck. Your careers are just intertwined. How about that? Nice. This was great. Thanks, man. We appreciate it. And you're the clubhouse leader, so you can chirp the guys on the group chat.
I can breathe now.
Yeah,
you're good.
Hey, man, we'll take care of yourself. Hopefully we see you here in Vancouver shortly. And I know we have a lot of listeners that are big Canuck fans, obviously, and they'd love to see you here long term. So keep it in mind.
Thank you, guys. Stay safe, and hope you guys are doing well.
All right. See you, Tyler.